Hello, I'm Wesley J. Smith, Senior Fellow at the Discovery Institute, and you're listening to Brave New Bioethics. Is China murdering dissidents for their organs? If recent reports issued by two eminent lawyers and human rights activists from Canada are true, the Chinese government is indeed murdering members of the Falun Gong religious sect and then selling their organs on the open market. There is no question that Chinese organ transplant centers sell their wares. Kidney transplants were advertised last year by the China International Network Assistance Center website for $62,000, while liver transplants cost between $98,000 and $130,000. And indeed, China has admitted to selling the organs of executed prisoners. But do many of these organs really come from executed Falun Gong? China is a repressive society, indeed a tyranny, and it is incontrovertible that Falun Gong practitioners are subjected to mass imprisonment merely because they hold heterodox religious beliefs that the Chinese government finds threatening. But the depth of evil described by prominent human rights attorney David Mattis and former Canadian Member of Parliament David Kilgour in their sobering July 6, 2006 report into allegations of organ harvesting of Falun Gong practitioners in China simply boggles the mind. Indeed, the authors recoil from their own conclusions, stating that, quote, "the very horror makes us reel back in disbelief." But that disbelief, the authors add, does not mean that the allegations are untrue. Indeed, in 46 grueling pages plus appendices, Mattis and Kilgour meticulously build a strong case, quote, "that there has been and continues today to be large-scale organ seizures from unwilling Falun Gong practitioners in China." Much of the evidence, if considered on its own, is less than convincing. For example, the report states that there are many more organ transplants in China, about 10,000 per year, than there are identifiable sources for the organs that were procured. But China is a non-transparent society, and even though the organ procurement numbers do indeed seem insufficient to support the number of reported transplants, this fact alone would not support their charge. But it is the cumulative effect of the evidence that persuades. For example, the authors compare the number of total organ transplants in China in the 6 years before the crackdown on Falun Gong began with the numbers reported in the 6 years since the sect was outlawed. The figures are startling. Between 1994 and 1999, there were about 18,500 organ transplants in China. Since the government initiated its Falun Gong pogrom between 2000 and 2005, there have been about 60,000 transplants, which represents an increase of 41,500 from the previous 6 year period. Where do the organs come from for the additional 41,500 transplants? The authors ask pointedly. Their answer? The allegation of organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners. The most compelling evidence of systemic wrongdoing in Chinese organ procurement practices is the breathtakingly brief time purchasers wait to receive a properly matched organ. A wait so short that Mattis and Kilgour worry it means, quote, "there are a number of people now alive who are available almost on demand as sources of organs." For context, we need to review the waiting periods for American and Canadian organ recipients. According to the Organ Procurement and Transplantation Network, the median wait for a kidney in the United States range from 1,275 to 2,469 days between the years 1997 and 2002. In Canada, the average wait was 32.5 months, about 975 days, in 2003. Yet the China International Transplantation Assistance Center website claims it may take only 1 week to find a suitable kidney donor, the maximum time being 1 month. Adding weight to the evidence that Falun Gong donors, like so many lobsters in a restaurant aquarium, are kept alive until their tissue matches that of an organ customer, the English version of the Shenyang City China International Transplantation Assistance Center website assured prospective buyers as of May 17, 2006, quote, viscera providers can be found immediately. On one of the links, it reads, quote, if you send your personal data to this center by email or fax and accept the necessary body examination in Shenyang, China, in order to assure a suitable donor, it may take only 1 month to receive a liver transplantation, the maximum waiting time being 2 months. Although the procedure to select a donor is very strict, the transplant operation will be terminated if the doctor discovers that there is something wrong with the donor's organ. If this happens, the patient will have the option to be offered another organ donor and have the operation again in 1 week. The site also assures potential buyers, quote, our organ donors do not come from brain death victims because the state of the organ may not be good. This means that the organs come either from donors who have died from irreversible cardiac arrest, unlikely since these cadaver organs quickly deteriorate, or from people who are living when their organs are procured. In their January 31, 2007 update, aptly entitled Bloody Harvest, Kilger and Mattis add more evidence, including possible motive, to their previous report, noting that in today's China, quote, the military in China is a state-sanctioned conglomerate business allowing the People's Liberation Army to earn money to make up the shortfall in their declining budgets. Many of the transplant centers and general hospitals in China are military institutions financed by organ transplant recipients. Military hospitals operate independently from the Ministry of Health. The financing they earn from organ transplants does more than pay the costs of these facilities. The money is used to finance the overall military budget. Not surprisingly, China has bitterly denounced both Mattis-Kilgore reports, denying all charges. The U.S. State Department has doubts, as does China human rights campaigner Harry Wu. And it must be said that the reports rely far too much on deductive reasoning and connecting the dots to prove its conclusions conclusively. But this doesn't mean that their ongoing investigation isn't important. Mattis and Kilger have shined a tiny light into what may be a vast darkness of evil. Indeed, while their evidence would not support a guilty verdict against China in a court of law, it is more than sufficient to justify a search warrant. And that is precisely what should come next. The international community should pressure China to permit a full and impartial investigation into Mattis and Kilgore's charges. With China well on its way to becoming a hyperpower, the world needs to know whether the Middle Kingdom has such little regard for the intrinsic value of human life that it treats some of its own citizens as mere harvestable crops. I'm Wesley J. Smith, and that's my opinion. Thanks for listening.